Well, let's check in now on the futures markets. On the phone line with us in the stead of Dan Zwicker at CGB Enterprises, who's away today, is Matt Bennett from TGM. He's in Windsor, Illinois. Good afternoon to you, Matt.
Good afternoon, Todd.
Are you braced for the cold weather this evening?
I guess I better be. I just stay indoors.
Maybe staying indoors would be a good thing, but I suppose you have livestock. What do you have to do to get yourself and your livestock prepped for cold weather like this?
Well, the main thing is just, you know, as long as they've got somewhere to get out of the weather, of course, and then good water that's not froze, you know, water tank heaters. A lot of guys have automatic waters, so make sure they're all functioning properly, and then, of course, plenty of feed.
Well, plenty of feed, but that means you've got to have it on hand and there. Does that mean there's a push to get feed, corn in particular, at this time when we have cold weather in, or does it make much difference?
Yeah, I think most guys are fairly well prepared for it. You know, and here in the last couple of years, I think we've seen a lot more silage fed in our neighborhood than what we've seen previously, and we've actually started feeding more silage the last couple of years. So, you know, whenever you have a full silage wagon, it can go for quite a while.
Tell me about business at the elevator today. Were you busy on this first trading day of the year?
Yes, we definitely were handing out a lot of checks today. You know, guys were, I had a couple of people ask me, well, they collected mostly bean checks. And, you know, it's interesting because I would say most of them were bean checks, but also a lot of guys were still collecting corn checks from harvest when they didn't need the money. So, you know, a lot of these guys were in a pretty decent position to where they could hold off until this next fiscal year.
If they were collecting checks, does that mean there was something happening in the marketplace on the beans, too? Are the two related or not?
No, it's just first day of the year. Guys have been waiting to get this money for quite some time. I think the interesting thing is that if you look at corn sales versus bean sales this year, more than probably any year I've ever seen, there was a whole lot more people collecting for beans that they had sold. So that would probably be my main point of emphasis.
And despite that fact, and despite the beans are already in the marketing channel in that case, we lost 25.5 cents in the January contract today.
Yeah, no doubt about it. The beans are kind of struggling right now. It's tough to paint a bullish picture whenever you've got good weather in South America. And, of course, we're looking at a just a big crop, an awfully big crop in South America. Let's not fool ourselves. And so, you know, we talked a little bit in the morning as well. You know, the soybean meal's under a little bit of pressure with DDGs getting rejected again in China. It definitely plays into the marketplace whenever you look at what the cost of our feeds are. And so, you know, you throw all those things together, it's been a tough row to hoe today for the bean market.
Yeah, speaking of the South American crop, I talked with Dr. Michael Cordonier today. Booked him for Commodity Week, our first Commodity Week that will run live, airs tomorrow, immediately following the closing market report on our home radio station, so it should be up on the website at willag.org by about 4 o'clock in the afternoon, and Dr. Cordonier will be our guest. That at 2:36 in the afternoon on AM 580, the home station. Everybody else will run it as usual, and we'll have it up on our website at willag.org. He should have some interesting things, I suppose, to talk about with us then, and he told me he'd be gone most of the month of January and February, so I'm kind of lucky we got him put into the mix already, I guess.
Yeah, no doubt about it. He definitely is a wealth of information.
Absolutely. Okay, so turn your attention to the corn market, where we were lower today, but by comparison, it wasn't bad at all, just a penny and a half down.
No, not bad at all. I mean, we traded up four higher. I saw, you know, a couple guys were saying there was a fair amount of buy stops in that 430 to 435 area on the March corn. And so I think there's some people maybe interested in owning corn if they can see a bit of a bullish picture. I think, you know, the main thing right now is that there's a lot of index fund rebalancing. They're talking about 80 to 100,000 contracts that need to be bought for that to happen. And so, you know, while the bean market's getting hit like this, see the corn market only settle off a penny and a quarter, a penny and a half. That's a pretty impressive day.
Yeah, so there are friendly things, I suppose, people are starting to think about. You and I talked this morning about the potential for the export market. Maybe feed and residual being not so bad, and ethanol usage bumping higher in the coming months as well.
Yeah, definitely. When you look at the ethanol numbers, I think 6 out of the last 7 weeks, we've actually used more corn than what we need to use to meet the, you know, the government quota, if you will. And so, you know, looking at that, along with the fact that exports have been awfully impressive recently, it just goes to show you that I think that our cheaper prices have been somewhat of a cure for cheaper prices. Now, that doesn't necessarily mean we're not going to go on farther lower, but I think there are a few good things going on in the corn market as far as demand goes.
Does that mean the producers looking out at the December contract for 2014 should ignore it at this point, or do they need to think about pricing?
That's just a really tough question, Todd, and I think the main thing that my producers, the first thing we talk about is what their current situation is, because, you know, we've had a lot of guys that have marketed a fair amount of corn for 14 previous to our discussion right now. And so if they're in that situation, then extending sales isn't such a bad idea. If they haven't sold anything at all yet, the main thing that I really want to encourage guys to do is, you know, see what your break-even prices are, because a lot of guys are in situations that, you know, it doesn't really look that good as far as their break-even prices go. And so, you know, whenever you look at this insurance situation, we're going to be $1.15, $1.20 lower at least than what we were last year, and so your guarantees are going to be much lower. So I don't know. Right now, I think that it all depends upon your current situation.
Thank you so much for taking the time with us.
Yep, thanks, Todd.
Mm-hmm. That's Matt Bennett. He's at TGM in Windsor, Illinois. Joins us on this Thursday edition of the Closing Market Report. Remember, you can always hear Matt again if you'd like on our website, the address, willag.org. That's willag.org.
Support for WILL Agriculture comes from Murray Wise Associates, LLC. Land auctions, farm management, financial services, and institutional and corporate real estate. Information on upcoming land auctions can be found at murraywiseassociates.com.
Well, you remember about 18 months ago in the summer of 2012, I took off with a group of farmers on a bus, and we made our way to New Orleans and visited Dan Zwicker, the export facility that belongs to CGB and Zinno there. We're going to do it again, not to Zinno this time around, and a bit shorter, March 10th, 11th, and 12th. We're going to go see John Deere in Moline, the combine plant. We'll watch those being made. And then the next day in Waterloo at the tractor plant. We're going to put both of them back to back and make a trip there to Moline, Illinois, to watch John Deere make combines and tractors. It should be a really good plant tour. I hope you can go along with us. It's scheduled for March 10, 11, and 12. All the details, again, on our website at willag.org. That's willag.org. I hope you can join us for our second Follow the Corn trip. This one is Follow the Corn. John Deere will be in Moline and Waterloo on the 10th, 11th, and 12th of March. Find all the details again at willag.org.